This is program number LW2491. Hi, this is Larry West. Got a question for you today. Have you ever had trouble finding the right word in your effort to try to express yourself? Who hasn't? You know, words are interesting. We use them all the time. We write them, we speak them. A deaf person even signs with them with his hands. They're vehicles that are designed to carry the thought that I have in my mind and place it in your mind. But my question today is, have you ever had the trouble finding the right word, you know, in your effort to try to express yourself? Maybe you've even found the right word, but you had difficulty in several words, placing them all, you know, in the right order. And though you struggle with it, you finally decide what to say, but still it comes out all wrong. You know what I'm talking about. Words are powerful. Cold words freeze people. Hot words scorch them. Bitter words make them bitter. Wrathful words make them wrathful. In the heat of conflict, often a husband and a wife will use angry words, so angry that they can't easily be forgotten. I mean, many times, husband and wife are guilty of a verbal overkill. Now, you know, there's one thing husbands and wives do from time to time. They disagree, and they find themselves arguing. It's too often, though, that in the argument, Mr. Husband and Mrs. Wife use words that go far beyond the immediate conflict, words that can never be forgotten or forgiven. Words which last for many, many months after the conflict has long been laid aside. Words like slob and frigid, stupid. Words are more powerful than anything we could invent and use in our nuclear war. Words have, in fact, started wars. Words have also ended them. You know, a lot of times it's not what you say so much as it is how you say it. Once upon a time, a German family immigrated to America and settled in Milwaukee. The oldest son in his teens decided he would leave home and make it on his own. He ended up in New York and found himself without money. Desperate, he wrote home, and these are the words he used. "Dear Father, I am sick and lonely and without a single cent. Send me some money quick. Your son, John." Well, his dad couldn't read, so he took the letter to a friend. Now, the friend worked as a butcher, and the guy had a loud, gruff voice and an arrogant manner of reading. Dad presented him with the letter and asked him to read it to him. And when the gruff man did, the father was furious, decided he would not send his son a cent. On his way home, though, the dad kept thinking about the letter, and wanting to hear it again, he took it to another friend. This time, he took it to a kind mortician at a local funeral home. And that man had a gentle voice, one seemingly filled with compassion. He read the letter. When Dad heard the letter that time, he burst into tears and cried, "My poor boy, I will send him some money." See, there, a lot of times it's not the words themselves, it's the way you say them. I know three words that, as far as words go, are always placed in the right order. They're always the right words, but it's how you say them that changes the meaning. They are the words, "I love you." Mrs. Wife has been growing in her concern over her husband's increased absence from home. He seems to be working a lot more. He's often late coming home from the office. He's often having to go back to the office at night. He's giving her less and less attention as the weeks go by and wondering if their relationship is tearing apart. She finally confronts him. She asks, "Don't you love me anymore?" And what does he say? "I love you." The kid was an accident. I mean, he came late in Mom's and Dad's life. He was not planned. And really, he was not wanted either. Wanting to be loved, yet not sure if he was. He's 9 years old when he walks in and confronts Dad. Dad's in the garage, tinkering with the car, and the kid says, "Dad, do you love me?" And what does Dad say? "I love you." You see, the words may be right, they may even be in the right order, but it depends upon how you say them. You know, how you say what you say tattles on how you feel. It was Jesus Christ himself who said in the Bible a long time ago, "For out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks." So a lot of times, it's not the words you choose. It's not the order you put them in. It's how you say them. And how you say them depends upon where your heart is. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Today, be careful, not only what you say, but how you say it. It makes all the difference. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.